So in this video now, I'm going to share with you a framework that I hope you're going to find to be quite relevant. Now, most people, around about 90% of people who enroll on this course or who have enrolled on this course in the past, generally have a vision or a goal or a dream or an aspiration to at some point in the future set up a life coaching practice or some sort of helping based project, maybe a social enterprise or something like that. Many people want to be more effective. Managers, leaders, mums, dads, and that is all equally as amicable. What I want to share with you here in this video is a framework for pricing, all right? Now, this is about me helping you to hopefully develop a slightly better relationship with charging money for your time, all right? Now, it might be the case you've never done this, so don't find this idea too intimidating, all right? I come in peace. I want to show you four different ways that we can offer the same thing in life, but just in different directions, for different purposes, and for different prices. All right, do you remember the idea a few videos back of not putting all of our eggs in one basket? Well, it's good to have multiple offerings in life. All right, so as a life coach, all right, or it might be the case that you're coaching other business people, you want to take the idea, the principle, it's a universal principle, but I'm just going to apply this principle in the context of setting up a life coaching practice, which will hopefully make it more relevant for you because this is a life coaching course. So the first thing that we can do is we can go through a course like this. And here's the thing, if you've just completed this course and you think you're gonna go and set up a business and attract clients right away, my friend, think again, all right? It ain't gonna happen, all right? Well, it might happen, you might get a few clients, but are you gonna be competent? Are you gonna be able to lead people into greater degrees of insight and make progress in their lives? Well, most likely not. Not until you've got some good experience under your belt and until you've developed your competencies, all right? You can be as qualified as you want. It's irrelevant, all right, if you have no competence. So once you're competent, once you are competent, you most likely want to have in place a one-on-one coaching plan or a mentoring plan or package, something like this. And this is where we'll offer one-on-one sessions or even blocks of sessions. Now, how I've done this in the past is I will generally assign a higher price rate onto one session, all right? Reason being is because what I want people to do is block a book of sessions. I know from experience that a person coming to me for one session, I'm not going to be able to get much of a result in that. Now, some people want that. They say, I want a life coach. I've been speaking to a counselor. I've been speaking to a therapist. I want a result right now, right here. And some people will come to a life coach expecting you to wave your magic wand and fix them, right? And you ain't going to do that in one session. Now, you can have breakthrough sessions, all right? But generally, the first meet that you have with a person is going to be a lot more fact-finding based by nature. So what I like to do is manage a client's expectations and make a proposal on the journey that I'm going to take them on. All right. For example, even if an executive client does come to me, a business person who's struggling perhaps within their role or they're lacking in vision or in motivation, something like this, I'll never address them and work with them as professionals. I mean, what does the word professional even mean? All right, I work with people as people. So the same process generally applies to all people all of the time. First things first, we want to establish a starting point. So we've got to look at what the main goal is that they want to fulfill or accomplish or achieve. And then we've got to break it down. We've got to look at why, what's underpinning the goal, so that we can establish how motivated they actually are to taking the practical action steps that they need to take to get from where they're at to where they want to be. Now, we know that once we've identified and unpacked all of this, we're going to unpack all sorts of limiting, unhelpful identity beliefs about themselves. It might be the case we have to throw in a core identity coaching process. It might be the case that many business people, entrepreneurs, successful professionals in life define themselves by their successes or by their failures, in which case this is a pretty unhealthy way for a person to define themselves. What happens when they stop being successful? That's right, boom, confidence plummets. All right. In my experience, that's generally the outlook on life that many, you know, high achievers operate out of. They define their identity by how successful they've been in the past. All right. When they stop being successful, their confidence plummets. And this really acts as a sticking point, preventing them from moving forward into a bigger, brighter future. So I always want to propose a number of sessions, 4 or 5 or 6 or 8. If you're just starting out, you know, say, well, let's go for 6 sessions and start there. Now, the way that I like to price my sessions is £100 a session, right? I'm just pulling a figure out of thin air here. You obviously price as is relevant for you. But with a block of sessions, I reduce this down to £75 a session, all right? Which obviously makes it more appealing to go for the block of sessions. How I want to, how I like to charge for these is we charge 50% up front. And then 50% upon completion. Now, reason why it's important to take part payment up front is because this kind of locks a person in. Now, it's not like you're wanting to imprison a person or anything like this. But here's the thing, once a person has parted with their hard-earned cash, the decision that they've made comes with a whole new level of commitment, all right? Right back at the start, I used to book out my diary with clients who would say, yes, yes, I just want a coaching session. And there was one day I can remember, I think I'd sacrificed doing like a training event or something like this. And I had about 4 clients booked in my diary that day. And 9:30 in the morning, first client didn't show up. They sent me a text message about an hour later saying, I'm terribly sorry, something came up. My dog was sick of my homework, hence the reason I couldn't come from a coaching session. I said, okay, not a problem, that's fine. Second client for the day was a no-show. I didn't even get a text message for them. And this was talking about initial first consultations. What I decided that day was no one gets my time for free ever again. Why? Because when we make our time, our services available for free, people take it for granted, all right? People will not value that which they think they can get for free. So when we assign a price onto our time, all right, and ask for part payment up front, people tend to take us a little bit more serious as entrepreneurs, as business people, as practitioners, as human beings, all right? So this is just one basket, if you like, one-on-one plan, which could be one session or a block of sessions. Now, what I like to do, right, I like to make these packages as attractive as physically possible. So what I would do is I would often add in a workbook. The workbook that I used to offer, I've actually integrated into this course, which you now have. We've got the Life Balance workbook. We've got the 50 questions to find your passion and purpose in life. I would generally give people a few resources, but only once they've paid their deposit, all right? Why? Because then they're gonna take working through the exercises a bit more seriously. In fact, a lot more seriously, I shall say. What I'll often offer people as well is a check-in call between sessions, all right? Reason being, is because when we start the coaching relationship, because of the nature of the relationship, it can get quite intimate quite quickly, especially if we're, you know, progressive, we're looking forward, we're not just dwelling on the past, then people want to be able to trust us. But in the early stages of the relationship, they're not going to know what they can trust us for. Hence the reason we do a quick check-in call, and this might just be 15, 20 minutes in between sessions, just seeing how you're going. Have you implemented that idea, that principle that we talked about on the weekend? How are you getting on with it? Are you stuck? Have you identified anything that you'd really like us to work through in the next session? And again, you're spurring them on to really take action, but also come back, if that makes sense. Email support. Generally, I always made email support available for my clients, but it was very, very rarely utilized, especially when you're meeting with people face-to-face. The whole face-to-face interaction thing is generally just a bit more meaningful, it's a bit more relational than email support. So the check-in call would often combat and make that kind of irrelevant. What I would also do, right, I'm going to come on to this shortly, I would host various events, workshops, things like that. And what I would say is for when a client books a block of sessions with me, they get access or free access to my next event or my next workshop, right? Whether that's been booked in the diary or whether it hasn't. And when I first started out, I used to use a website called Meetup, and I used to host Meetup events in my own living room, in the first house that me and Karen moved into after we got married. Eventually then, yeah, we went on to book various venues and things like that. But it just seems, and it's as a perceived added extra bonus, it can just get people over the edge. Come on, everyone loves a good bargain in life, don't they? And just obviously the main point to really emphasise here is discounts are only applied on coaching packages. No discount on individual sessions. You can book me for a day. Nana, no discounts. People will say, is that your best rate? But I can't afford that. I don't care. If you want discount, it's a block of sessions or nothing at all. And when people say, I can't afford, well, people will afford everything that people want to afford. All right? People will not afford that which they think they can get for cheaper or that which they think they can get for free. All right? I'm sharing with you an absolute truth here. It took me years to make peace with charging for my time. Why? Because I got absolutely sick and tired of getting taken advantage of. In the early days when I used to make my time available for a lot less than really what I should have done. So this is just one basket, all right? One way that we look to charge for our time. And you have to do this. You've got to do this or you're going to struggle to keep food on the table. So basket number B is the small group plan. Now, how I used to package this up was hosting intimate groups of generally up to 7, sometimes 8 people, but usually 7 is kind of like the sweet point, all right? 7 would be including me, and this would mean there'd be me and 6 others. So if we're having discussions or if we'd have breakout groups or something like that, people could go away in pairs and discuss the ideas that were talking about. Now, a small group plan is quite easy because it can just be a general discussion about anything, right? Remember, in life, most people are motivated by having more healthy connections and meaningful relationships in their lives, all right? And when you get a group of people coming along and all chipping in, you know, this might be like £20 or £25 for a session, something like this. Now, that's going to be a lot cheaper than £75 or £100 a session. So some people might not be able to afford this. So say, for example, you're having a conversation with a client and they say, well, I can't afford £75 a session or £100 a session. Just say, that's not a problem. Listen, I've actually got the small group plan for people like yourself who perhaps can't afford, you know, a one-on-one session with me. So here you can be part of a group and you can meet other people who are just like you, also looking to grow and develop themselves in life. Remember, it's not about what we say sometimes, it's about how we frame what we say. So we've got to become salespeople as well as life coaches. I'm going really practical on you now, or you're not gonna get ahead in this game. Now, the small group plan, it could be based around a workbook or a pre-recorded video. You know what? Sometimes it could even be around someone else's video. All right, you know, why not in the early stages if you're struggling to teach and convey some of these ideas or principles that I've shared throughout the course, then use one of my videos. Why not? Why would you not want to do this? Then facilitate a conversation around it. All right, remember, facilitating a conversation is very, very different from delivering a presentation. I've worked with a lot of people over the years who say, but I struggle to facilitate discussions and conversations. And it's because they're just committed to delivering presentations. A presentation is a one-way monologue. A conversation is a two-way dialogue. So how I would host a discussion is, right, I've been watching this video this week, and here's the principle. And, you know, I understand this and I understand that, and here's how I relate this principle to me. How do you guys think you could relate it to you? And guess what happens? People then start talking because people love nothing more than to talk about themselves. All right. Sometimes hosting small groups, the reason why people don't do this is just a confidence thing, because some new coaches and practitioners worry about not having all the answers or not being able to present for an hour and a half. And it's not about presenting for an hour and a half. It's about just asking people questions and creating the space for other people to talk openly about themselves. People naturally self-govern. All right, you'll be surprised. So generally, I would say it's an hour and a half host-led group around a coaching discussion, around a principle, an idea. It could be a goal-setting workshop. It could be anything. We've shared with you loads of tools and resources throughout the course so far you can start using right away. Why wouldn't you? And the best thing about small groups is they can be online or they can be offline. In fairness, One-to-one sessions can also be online or offline. I mean, today you've got Skype, which was kind of like the main online call conferencing platform a few years ago. Today I use a platform called Zoom, all right? Zoom, where I can actually host workshops or live training events for anything up to like 100 people at a time, all right? And now, inside of a college, I'll host these workshops as part of the membership. But if I was hosting events or training workshops outside, I can monetize that. So say, for example, I'm hosting a workshop or an event, which is kind of verging into basket number four here. I'll charge even less than what I would in a small group. I'll say, right, $10 a head or £10 a head. But if it's me delivering a talk or a presentation or something like this, and I'm using the platform Zoom that I can also facilitate breakout rooms in, then I can say, right, $10 a head, times that by 100 people. What's 100 times 10? There you go. £1,000 or $1,000 for an hour and a half's work. All right, it's about working really effectively here. It's not about working harder sometimes. It's about working smarter. It's how can I use my time to impact more people? Because here we can give our time to one person, but we're going to be limited by what one person is able to pay us. But here, if we make our time available for multiple people, who can afford to pay a lot smaller amount, then we can actually scale up and make more. All right, it's about working smart. It's not about working hard. And it's not about manipulating people. It's about having different levels of offering for different people's circumstances. All right, so that you can become more affordable to more people. All right, why would you ever want to have financial barriers in place? So, what I would generally say, just to give you a little bit of context for your planning, all right, is when it comes to hosting small groups, make sure if it's for seven people, what I would generally look to do is I would look to charge for a small group session enough that would cover what I would want to earn over 1 or 2 days, i.e. two full day rates, because you're going to want to put a couple of hours into planning and preparing the session. You might have to book a venue or something like this. So generally, two days worth of day rate is what you want to be attracting and charging for your small intimate group. Remember, a workshop or a live event gives you a lot more flexibility. You can go and book a room in a hotel somewhere if you want to host a half day event or a conference, or you can use some of the online platforms and host it for free if you've got an online following. So there's lots you can do here. Again, small groups can be for more specialist niches, and your main selling point for this is it's a lower price, all right? And what I will generally look at small groups and workshops or live events as is more like sales funnels. And by this, what I mean is you can attract and work with more people. And if you will then find one or two people who were less inclined to book a session with you up front, if they come across here or in here and say, my goodness, this person's like super valuable. I'm learning loads of stuff from this person. They're going to have less of an issue paying you a day rate then. And every now and again, you might even attract yourself an executive or a CEO. Now, here's where you want to have some sort of premium pricing structure in place. All right. So if I was working with a CEO or a business executive or even an organization. Now it's not that I've done this for a couple of years, but I can remember how excited I was the first day I made £1,000 in a day, right? I'd said for a couple of years, right, my goal is, you know, if I could just make £1,000 in one day, that's like, that'd be fantastic. And I think I ended up working for an organization. I'd put together a series of training events, delivered these training events, and had about £3,000 days back to back to back. Now, obviously, we've had better than that since, all right? But I can remember the first time I had this. Do you know how difficult and challenging it was? It was easier than hosting a one-to-one session, all right? All I'd done was I pulled together a few ideas, kind of like what I present in this course to you, and because I discussed them and shared them with people so many times in the past, all I needed was my flip chart, a couple of different colour pens, a few questions to invoke discussion in the group, and that was it. In the end, the workshop was about 2.5 hours long. And I paid £1,000 for a 2.5 hour workshop, but it was only because I was perceived as being credible in the field, as being an expert, right? Again, this had taken quite a number of years to get there. So I'm not saying it happens overnight, but it does happen over time. Executive plan, when you have a premium pricing in place, then If you have a website, or it might be the case that you do operate inside of the professional world, you have customized coaching packages for business executives and CEOs. And this is going to be based around the executive coaching framework that I shared with you in that last video. All right, it's about just tailoring your offerings. Give them a slightly different slant or a little bit of a different context. All right, so I am a business executive coach. I'm here to help you define your vision and become more effective in your day-to-day endeavors. All right, now that's a very broad statement. How you do that is going to be very, very practical. Remember, some people will define themselves as being all sorts of things. Some people might define themselves as being a coach, as a soldier. Some people would define themselves as being a business professional. So business professionals want professional packages. And 9 times out of 10, people who operate in high functioning roles, such as CEOs, company directors, then they aren't going to be paying for coaching out of their own pocket. That will become a company tax deductible expense. All right, I'm just spelling this out to you here, which means that they can afford and they're going to be more than happy to pay you more money. In fact, many people who operate as executive CEOs, especially if they are, you know, quite high earners, well, if you're, you know, putting £95 or £100 to an hour of your time, they might perceive that as being really, really cheap, which would therefore then come at the cost of how credible they see you as being. Remember, price and cost is all about perception. It's just a big perception game. It's all perception. Some people, you'll say, okay, so an hour of my time is £100, and they'll say, that's too expensive. You know, you're I can't afford you. Then to some people, you'll say, yeah, an hour of my time is £100. And they'll say, ah, I'm not even going to take you serious because that's too cheap. All right, so that is the reason why we want to have different packages, so we don't have all of our eggs in one basket. Are you with me? So, have we covered everything here? We've looked at workshops and events. Again, these sorts of things, you can make some of your offerings, like what I used to have on my website was I would design bespoke workshops and training events upon request. So say, for example, there was one organization I worked with they were a bunch of business people. So I tailored that workshop around core values. I think we titled it The Art of Authentic Leadership or something like that, and just centered it around the idea of core values. Now, I didn't present the idea of core values any differently than how I have done in this course, but I just framed it, you know, and spoke to a group of business professionals. They loved it, all right? Then we had a few goal-setting exercises afterwards and an envisioning exercise, and that was it. Other events that I've tailored, working with young people who've perhaps come through the care system. Yes, I talked about values, but not to the extent that I discussed values in this course. I just dumbed it down. I told a few stories, gave a couple of exercises. Why? Just appreciating that different people have different capacities to absorb and retain ideas or information. All right, so all of this is about our willingness to be flexible in our approach, and also in how we're willing to package up our offerings as life coaches. So I've mentioned all of these things can be used as sales funnels. It's just an idea, all right? We're just about approaching the end of this section of the course now, and I'm not going to go into any more depth than this, but what I am responding to, what I have responded to, are many of the most common business related questions that have been asked over the years in earlier versions of this course. And as I've mentioned, you might be watching this right now thinking that setting up a business is perhaps light years away. Well, that's okay. Remember, you're going to have lifetime access to this course, so you can always come back and revisit. You know it's here. All right, so listen, hope you found this idea helpful, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next clip.